This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate drama. I don't want drama. I want things to go as smooth as possible. I want elections to be like they used to be. You would go up to the polls, you would vote, or you'd send your mail and proxy. We would know that night there'd be a party or there'd be a, oh God, a morning. And then we would fall asleep the next and then wake up the next day and go about our lives and mend any, you know, relationships we ruined over the course of the campaign process, which should never happen. As I've told you guys time and time again, politics is a game. But we would go about our lives the next day. And that's just what we would do. Since mail-in ballots and since the Trump-Biden election, the drama has extremely intensified. And one such thing that will fuel drama is if you have a state that will not give you the electoral results or the poll results or the voter results, the votes, that day. Well, Pennsylvania is going, look, guys, expect it's going to take a while. Now, if you guys remember in 2020, we were up that night. I was with Steve Sanchez on his Steve Sanchez show. We were giving results. And all of a sudden, we were told that in Pennsylvania, the election workers and the poll workers were going to go to sleep. And when they wake up, they'll get cracking at it day two. Well, I mean, if doctors aren't falling asleep, the nurses aren't falling asleep, and the gas stations are still up, why aren't there shifts for counting the ballots? Well, because we have mail-in ballots. And in Pennsylvania, everybody asks, what the hell's wrong with Pennsylvania? Why is Pennsylvania so behind the curve in terms of giving us their results? Well, it's because they have a rule where ballots cannot be counted until the day of election day. So they sit. And they sit, and they sit, even though early voting has happened, they can't start being counted till 7 a.m. Now, how we got results previously, because we have had mail-in ballots, and we've had proxy votes, it just wasn't the majority. It was a handful. It was a small amount. So the reason why we would know who our future president was, or senator, or congressperson, was because after all the poll voting was in and the electronic voting was in and all that, they could see how many votes somebody in the lead was. Then they would go, okay, well, we have 2,000 proxies or mail-in or military overseas votes. And they go, well, if the winner is ahead by 40,000 and we have 2,000 votes, they're not going to make a difference. We could call it. We're still going to count them. We're still going to open them up. But if CNN needs a decision, if Fox needs a decision, here we go. And that's how it was done. Pennsylvania, they have a system such that, no, you're not going to get an answer tonight. I mean, unless it is one hell of a landslide, no, you're not going to get an answer. And we're being told that Fetterman and Oz are now neck and neck. Fetterman was beating Oz. Oz started to actually beat him after the debate. And then now we hear they are just neck and neck. But by the way, do you guys believe that? When you see all these polls and you see the Republicans rising from being behind and now they're neck and neck, do you believe that that's 100% or do you think there's something else going on? you know, one thing that's very, very interesting that I hear from both sides is the reason why there's this get out and vote, is because if people see that their candidate is already ahead on these polls, and again, some of these polls leave a lot to be desired, they go, well, they're going to win anyway. So why should I leave my house? It's cold outside. There's crime. There's shootings. I don't know where my mail-in ballot is. By the way, me personally, I still haven't gotten mine. Only two people in the family got theirs, so I have no idea who's voting for me. I hope they vote the way I want them to, but somebody has my ballot. And so many people could be like, you know what? My candidate's winning, so I don't need to risk it. I don't need to go out there. And you're like, no, what if that poll is wrong? So I believe a lot of the media outlets are like, guys, it's neck and neck, because they don't want that complacency. They don't want people to think it's a shoe-in or it's a sure thing. The other thing, too, is on the other side, people don't want to think that they're already defeated. And on the Republican side, seeing some of these Republican candidates so far behind, you could have people think, you know what, they're behind. You know what, let's just call it. They're going to lose anyway. My vote won't count. So right before the election, I see this all the time. Right before Election Day, you hear that everything is neck and neck. So you need to go and vote because your one vote can make the difference. Is it just me that notices this? Right before the election, all the time, it's neck and neck. Now, also, the media have have something to gain from that, because if it's just going to be a shoo-in, then nobody's going to watch. So I noticed that the media was very, very careful with the Trump-Hillary campaign and the Trump-Biden campaign, because they were starting to make, oh, it's going to be a landslide. Hillary Clinton's going to be a landslide. Biden's going to be a landslide. And then I noticed they're like, well, then nobody's going to watch. If you remember when Hillary was running with President Trump, running against Donald Trump, CNN didn't report the win till I think an hour later. And their electoral votes were different from AP News, from Fox News. And you wonder why. Is it so people keep watching? So when you look at these polls, I told you guys, politics is a game. You can't take anything, you know, 100%. So we're going to have to wait for results from Pennsylvania. We're being told that in all these states, it's neck and neck. So all you can do is kind of go with what they're telling you, but don't skip voting. If you really want a candidate to win, you're going to have to vote. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. percentage points.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to Facebook Live for allowing me to do some of these videos for you guys to watch. We've been getting some great feedback on people wanting to watch the videos. But big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Okay, so this might not be an easy topic for us to discuss. And I have never been through a divorce. I could not imagine what a divorce could be like and the stress that comes with it. I've seen my friends go through it time and time again, and it looks like it sucks. I would not wish a divorce on my worst enemy. I mean, it is miserable. But on the flip side, I have seen many people and patients in marriages that are stressful and they look miserable. And so if you're a baby boomer, if you're a Generation X, if you're a millennial or a Gen Z, your attitudes towards divorce has changed. boomers were originally of the mindset where you meet somebody in high school, that's the person, or traditionalists even before baby boomers, that's the person you fall in love with, you make vows, and you commit to that person for 50 years plus years of marriage till death do you part. It's a fantastic concept, and it's worked for many people, but it doesn't work for everybody. Gen X's saw some of their traditionalist parents, you know, older baby boomer parents, struggle, get a divorce. And Gen X's were like, well, you know, maybe if I do it right, or maybe if I wait a little bit, or maybe it won't happen to me. And seeing a lot of Gen X'ers, it happened to them too. You know, the idea of meeting one person, even if you waited a little longer, I don't know if the success rate of marriages with the Generation X outpaced those with the boomers. The millennials are like, you guys are crazy. All right, first of all, you married when you were 22, 24. I married when I was 26. Millennials are like, no, we could wait. Well, what about women in childbirth? Well, you know, we have, you know, better maternal fetal medicine. We have, you know, more tools. You know, we don't have to rush. And, you know, we could sow our oats and we could date and we could, you know, we don't necessarily have to rush to marriage. So when we do marry, hopefully that one will stick. And the Gen Zs are like, why are we getting married? Why does anybody have to marry? Look at all these people that have babies with multiple women, and everybody seems to get along. Why do you have to marry one of them? So our attitudes, and I'm not stereotyping all Gen Zs or millennials or Gen Xs or boomers, but attitudes have changed. You would have never, you know, as a baby boomer thought, I could have multiple baby mamas, or I could have multiple men in my life as father figures. That was a concept very foreign in the 50s and 60s, but now it's, yeah, we have blended families. And the blended family is now becoming the more common unit. The problem is we have many individuals that are struggling with their health and struggling with stress. And in the latest study, they find, and this is, again, a no-brainer, this is a no-duh study, that there is a link between marital distress and heart disease, especially for people who are under 55. According to Dr. Senjing Zhu, our findings support that stress experienced in one's everyday life, such as marital stress, can impact young adults. And by the way, it could also impact the children. I mean, my parents divorced at the way end before my father died, and but they were still living together. And so we never really had the two Thanksgivings, or the two Christmases, or two Hanukkahs, or the you go to your dad, you got, we never had to deal with that. You know, we did have to deal with, you know, them being unhappy, but sometimes, and then sometimes they were happy. But, you know, so I never really kind of experienced what a lot of the millennials and Gen Zs have had to when you have separate holidays and you're trying to go from one place to another. Now, many of them enjoy it. Many of them have worked it out. They're like, I get two parties. I get two Christmases. I get, you know, and it works out. But for others, it's like, well, we always have to be like, okay, well, we're going to go here one year. We're going to go here another year. We're going to travel for Thanksgiving to one. And it, you know, sometimes there's conflicts. So it can all be stressful. So the preliminary research is being presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions. And Dr. Zhu is a PhD candidate at Yale School of Public Health. And she added in the release that additional stressors beyond marital stress, like financial strain or work stress, can also play a role in recovery. So the study looked at 1,600 young adults age 18 to 55 who were treated for a heart attack at one of 103 hospitals. The adults were also enrolled in the study Virgo, Variation in Recovery, Role of Gender on Outcomes of Young AMI Patients. All the people in the study were married or in a committed partnership when they had their heart attack. 65% of those in the study were women. A month after their heart attack, participants had to fill out a questionnaire of their stress and score their, you know, whether it's severe marital stress, absent, or moderate. And then they were studied for 1 year after the heart attack. And those who had severe stress scores seemed to have more readmissions and chest pain. They said those with severe stress levels were nearly 50% more likely to be readmitted to the hospital for any cause compared to those with no marital stress. Now, I know this is one of these studies where you're like, okay, wait a second. I thought you got a heart disease if you have artery clogging. And if you have plaques and the plaque rips and it tears the intima lining and you get a clot and that clot causes lack of blood flow to the muscle and then the muscle can't conduct electricity, it can't pump, and you go into cardiac arrest. Yes, those factors happen. But we've also spoken about broken heart syndrome. We've also spoken about how there is stress cardiomyopathies. And stress is huge. So, you know, whenever I would see somebody yell, I'm like, you know, don't have a heart attack over this. Don't be, you know, would see in movies, somebody would yell, get all upset, and then they would drop. Well, when your blood pressure goes up, when your arteries constrict, it's not good. And marital stress is something that isn't just a one-off where, you know, you're getting into an argument with somebody at a gas station. Marital stress can persist for decades. Now, when I've seen patients who have struggled with marriages, and I'm like, have you seen a marriage counselor? No, we don't want to go to a marriage counselor because we don't want to get a divorce. Divorce is not in our religion. We're not getting a divorce. Or I listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and she says, you don't divorce. Okay, well, you know, I mean, everybody has their own opinion about it. But when I see miserable couples, or I see couples where one is gay or on the LGBTQ spectrum, and they haven't come out, and they don't feel like they could be open about it. But they're in a marriage because they feel like that's what the family wanted. It's, you know, so they could have kids. When I see the misery, I would rather you know, they go their separate ways, do it amicably, and be able to live the life they want to live. I really have to commend Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen for their divorce that's already finalized. That seems to be amicable. And didn't have all the drama like we saw with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and appears to be okay. You know what? We got family involved. We have our assets. We'll have the lawyers divvy it up, figure it out. We're not going to fight over this. We're going to make it clean. Maybe divorces, and I know this is not a very popular thing to say because we have an issue with too many people divorcing for the wrong reasons. But maybe part of the marital stress is because people feel trapped. And the idea of going through a divorce is so painful, is so stressful that they feel there's less stress or damage to them if they stay in the marriage. Partnerships sometimes have to dissolve. And most partnerships that have dissolved, I've seen very little regret in those that, because if it wasn't meant to be, and if it didn't work out, even a business partnership, to force yourself through something because you fear the dissolving of it might just extend the misery. It's like you having diarrhea and you trying to hold in the diarrhea because you're so afraid of having diarrhea when the diarrhea is actually what kind of helps heal you. Same thing with sneezing and coughing. I see people try to hold in their sneeze and cough. Sneeze it out. Cough it out. The sooner you do, it gets out of your system. So I hate the fact that more than, you know, but now we're at, what, 60% of marriages fall apart. I think it's sad. I think it's heartbreaking. And it's a shame that, you know, you can't find a partner and love at first sight and be in love with them the rest of your life where, you know, the majority of people say, look, you know, I want to be with them for the first 10 years, somebody else for another 10 years. But if divorces are that vicious and brutal and expensive, we might be having a public health crisis with people feeling forced to stay in a marriage if we're really seeing much heart pathology as a result of stressful marriages. Just something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another interest rate hike coming. The Fed Reserve is expected to announce another 0.75% interest rate hike this afternoon. The Fed has raised interest rates 5 times this year in an effort to control inflation. President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's concerned that would reduce production and cause energy prices to rise.
The president may have forgotten this, but just a couple of months ago, he and all of the Democrats voted for it, and he signed into law additional taxes on oil and gas production.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $1.2 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have a slight problem. Houston, we have a problem. We are coming into a pretty nasty fall, winter, cough, cold, strep, COVID, flu, pneumonia season, ear infection season. And we are being told by the FDA that they are short on the most popular antibiotic there is for kids. Multiple generic companies across the board are reporting shortages of the amoxicillin liquid suspension. Now, this is an antibiotic that parents are asking for thousands of times a day from their doctor or their telemedicine provider or their physician assistant or nurse practitioner. And this shortage can be extremely problematic this coming season. So the FDA reported this, I think it was on Friday. Let me double check. This was, yes, October 28th, that Hikma Pharmaceuticals, Rising Pharma, Sandoz. Sandoz does a lot of generics for us. Teva have multiple unavailability or limited availability of antibiotics. In fact, some of this unavailability is extended to the first quarter of 2023. We're talking about the 125 milligrams per 5 cc's or the 250 milligrams per 5 cc's or the 200 milligrams per 5 cc's or the 400 milligrams per 5 cc's. So there are multiple formulations that these companies like Sandoz says it's unavailable or limited till next year. That's a problem. Now, why? Well, you know, is it supply chain issues? Did somebody drop the ball? Were there recalls? Well, the FDA says it's because there's been a demand increase for the drug. Now, I mean, I've seen demand for this all the time. There could be a few things going on. One is we do have a higher population of kids. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of kids we now have that have come across the border and moved into America, but we do have more children than we had the previous year. I think we have gone up. Let me see here. The pediatric population, I found a chart. Oh, come on. Darn, I can't find it now. Pediatric population, I think, went up about 10 million in the last 20 years. So the more kids you have in the population, the more needs when they get sick. Another issue we have is the increase in childhood infections. So now the kids are back to school, now that they're out of the masks, rather than having that little bit of immunity going, okay, you know what, I saw this last month, I saw this last spring, I saw this last year, many kids are a little bit more susceptible. They're getting sick a little bit more severely. We're seeing multiple hospitals overwhelmed with kids with RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, because most of the time these kids built up some sort of an immunity because they were around it so much, but with COVID taking over, displacing it, competing with it, causing us to wear masks, be on lockdown, some kids just didn't get as much immunity as others. So respiratory syncytial virus, COVID, flu, these are things that are putting kids in hospitals. But we don't use amoxicillin for COVID, flu, and RSV. We use amoxicillin for strep. We use amoxicillin for otitis media, ear infections. We use amoxicillin for tooth infections. Yet, our demand is up. Now, we're not having a lot of strep and ear infections, but they're starting. So, where's the demand? Where is it all going? Well, before telemedicine, you would see the provider. The provider, if he was going to give an antibiotic or she was going to give an antibiotic, she had to justify. Well, we swabbed them for strep. They're strep positive. They're flu negative. So their symptoms, their sore throat is probably most likely to strep. Because they have strep, we are giving an antibiotic. Or we looked at the ears. The ears looked injected. They looked inflamed. You know, some doctors might have fudged because the parents are like, I want an antibiotic. I didn't come here just for you to tell me to give them some Dimetapp. I want an antibiotic. So some doctors will say, you know what, you might have an ear infection. And I know that still happens because patients will tell me, because I'm like, why is your child on an antibiotic? Well, the doctor thought there might have been a little bit of fluid, so they gave it to us just in case. So in person, it might have not been as easy to get an antibiotic, but you could get an antibiotic in person, but there was a process. Now with telemedicine, it's like the Wild West. People call in. They have a script. When they want an antibiotic, they know what to say. Child has a fever, COVID negative, flu negative, was exposed to strep. I need an antibiotic. And I see other doctors give the antibiotic because I see their history. I see the notes. Okay, here you go. Here's your antibiotic. Here's your antibiotic. Then I get a call back the next day or the next day saying, you know, my child's worse. My child's not improving with the antibiotic. Well, maybe it's because your child has a virus. You know, let me see, what did their throat look like? Let me, you know, that throat did not look like strep. You know, that child has blisters in their mouth. That could be Coxsackie virus. No wonder your child's in a lot of pain. You know, so what's been happening is with telemedicine, parents call in wanting an antibiotic, demanding an antibiotic. Some of them luckily are you know, they're more open to, look, this could be a virus, you know, so, you know, if in doubt, let's get them checked out, let's get them swabbed. But parents are like, oh, no, I did multiple tests for COVID. The kid is negative for COVID, give an antibiotic. Meanwhile, as I told you, multiple COVID patients were negative at home. It took a few days for their at-home test to finally show a positive, or they showed a positive at the doctor's office. So when you're a mom and you go, look, my child's been coughing like crazy, I tested them for COVID, they're negative, so they have strep. I'm like, I don't, you know, or they have pneumonia. We usually don't see a cough with strep. And if you really think a child has pneumonia, you probably want to get your child looked at. I don't usually treat pneumonia with amoxicillin. I might with Augmentin, amoxicillin clavulanic acid. So if you're a parent, you're probably like, well, oh, crap. The last thing I need is my child getting sick and, you know, there being an issue. What some parents are doing is hoarding medicine. They're afraid their child won't be able to get it. So they're calling in, they're reading the script, getting the doctor who will hopefully give them antibiotics, and they're holding on to it. And I get it. As a parent, you're doing that out of love because you love your child and you want to protect your child. But I think we have too many parents asking for antibiotics such that those who need them can't get them. And I think a lot of children who had COVID or RSV were given antibiotics over the phone when they might not have been indicated. And antibiotics might not have been that big of a problem in the 80s or the 90s, but it's a big problem now, especially with resistance. And when I have parents go, don't give me amoxicillin because that doesn't work anymore, I need the third generation cephalosporin, I'm like, why doesn't it work anymore? Well, because my child was on it multiple times when they were younger. Why? Was it because they had a virus? So, you know, how many times have people been diagnosed with a penicillin allergy and they're not allergic to penicillin? How did that happen? Well, child had a fever and a rash. The child was given an antibiotic. Let's say child had a fever. Child was given an antibiotic right away. Child gets a rash the next day. The rash actually might not have been an allergy, but might have been with the viral issue that they had. And it might have been, you know, from the a viral rash. Fifth disease, sixth disease. There's so many different viral exanthems out there that all of a sudden the doctor's like, well, I guess I'm allergic to penicillin. So we've had a lot of misdiagnoses and mismanagement with our antibiotics, and now we're at a point where it's in short supply. And every day when I do telemedicine, it's moms saying, yeah, I need an antibiotic. My kid needs an antibiotic. Maybe your kid does. You might be right, but we need to entertain the concept that this could be something else. So if you're a parent, you know, make sure you get a proper diagnosis. There are other antibiotics out there. There's other alternatives. You know, it might not be as cheap as the amoxicillin, but make sure you talk to the provider about that and call your pharmacy ahead of time before you call telemedicine for an antibiotic so you don't get a prescription that they're out of. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys know that A Christmas Story has a sequel? Okay, I have never seen, I don't believe, the whole Christmas Story movie. I think it came out a little bit before my time. And I've seen parts, but I don't think I've sat down and seen the whole movie. I also haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know. I think it's because I didn't really see a lot of movies when I was a kid. And then, you know, when you're in school and training and all that, it's really hard to sit, you know, watch a whole movie. I can sit and watch a whole movie. I love movies, and I've seen all the Marvel movies and all the Lord of the Rings is a 3-hour movie. But I do appreciate the humor and the and the history that A Christmas Story has, especially since I believe it's set in the 40s. So apparently there is a sequel. They said it's called A Christmas Story Christmas, which stars Peter Billingsley. And it's coming out for the holiday season. And I believe he was the little boy in the original movie. Or is it Ian Petrella? I'm trying to... Yeah. Peter Billingsley was the one who was Ralphie Parker. So it's called A Christmas Story Christmas. It's set in the 1970s. And it features Ralphie middle age. He's returning to his hometown with his new family in an attempt to reconnect with his childhood after the death of his father. And it's supposed to be separate from, I guess there was another sequel in 1994 called It Runs in the Family. And then there was a TV musical called A Christmas Story Live. But that, amazingly, originally A Christmas Story, even though it's a Hollywood classic, when it first came out, it was considered, you know, I don't think it got a lot of good reviews. And now it's a Hollywood classic. These Christmas movies are Hollywood classics. Other Hollywood classics are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, I liked it as a kid, not my favorite. My favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. And I know a lot of people are like, that's not a Christmas movie. I think, when I think of Die Hard, I think of Christmas. You know, ho, ho, ho. Right? Hans Gruber going ho, ho, ho when he was reading the note. And, you know, the Christmas music. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. So I look at Die Hard is my favorite. I thought the Griswolds' Christmas was good. That wasn't one of my favorite Christmas. I like Elf. I think Elf is a good story and a feel-good story. Probably one of my second favorite Christmas movies is Home Alone. And Home Alone 2. Just the Christmas trees and the colors and the... So I don't know. So A Christmas Story, I'm going to watch the original because I really have to see the original from front to back, start to front, and then I'll watch the sequel. But there is going to be a sequel for those of you interested in that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Christina Applegate has been dealing with a lot. Now, Christina Applegate, if you remember from Married with Children, she also was in Anchorman. She's also in that show, is it, oh my gosh, not Better Off Dead. Dead to Me. She does a fantastic job. She is an amazing actress, Christina Applegate. And years ago, I believe she had a bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer. Well, lately she's been struggling with multiple sclerosis. And she has revealed that she has gained 40 pounds and she cannot walk without a cane due to her multiple sclerosis. She's 50 years old. And she told the New York Times, this is the first time anyone is going to see me the way I am. Now, the Dead to Me is going to be in its final season. And she says she's going to get through it. It's going to be the third and final season. And she says she is very aware of her changes in her appearance and her mobility. She says, I'm never going to accept this. She actually told the news outlet that she's pissed, quote unquote. She's an Emmy Award winner. And she said to process the loss of her life, and she's still not totally fine. And it's fascinating that she's so candid and honest. You know, with this, you know, many people say, oh, you know what? I'm good. I'm happy. I got this, you know, and there's been this big push to go, you know, I'm battling cancer or I'm battling, you know, this disease and I'm battling this and, you know, I'm fine. Maybe, you know, the world needs a little bit dose of reality. And she's mad. She's upset. She's, pretty candid. And, you know, she was diagnosed with MS a few months ago. She has an 11-year-old daughter. She's Sadie, and she's married to Martin Lenoble. And she says it's been a strange journey. I've been supported by so many people that I know who have this condition. I think Terry Garr, right? I think she has it. Multiple people have multiple sclerosis. And she has asked for privacy. She's got a tough road ahead. And, she hasn't really been in the public eye much, but she did celebrate her 50th birthday 3 months ago. and she shared a picture of her canes. Some of them look really, really good. They're really pretty looking, these walking sticks she's using. But, in fact, I think she's turning 51 this month. So she's going to have a public event. She has walking sticks. She, you know, I guess she's putting it out there going before anybody starts to, you know, she's not saying this, but obviously before anybody starts to kind of guess and try to, surmise what's going on, she put it out there. And, you know, multiple sclerosis is not easy. I've had multiple patients with it, and it could happen, you know, at any age. We see it happen, you know, more commonly in women than men, but it could happen to anyone. John King, CNN's John King, has multiple sclerosis. It's an autoimmune disease where your body's immune system decides to attack the neurological system. And what multiple sclerosis does is it attacks that myelin coat of your nerve. So you know how you guys have your iPhone chargers or your Apple, your phone chargers? Like mine are white. And then the charger, the white starts to fray and you see the wires underneath and then the wires get exposed. That's what multiple sclerosis does. It frays that coating. When the nerves lose their protective myelin coat, they can't conduct their signals well. So it's progressive. It'll affect motor balance, respiratory tract, bowels, vision, cognition. So symptoms include muscle spasms, pain, weakness, difficulty moving, slurred speech, numbness, tingling, double vision, bladder dysfunction, sexual dysfunction, issues with balance and gait, fatigue, depression. Physical therapy can work. Immunosuppressive drugs can work. Life expectancy can still be 76 years old, but 7.5 years lower than those who don't have MS. We have about 1 million people right now in the U.S. living with it. Terry Garr, as I said, had it. Montel Williams, Richard Pryor had MS. Annette Funicello, Trevor Baines, Selma Blair, Jamie Lynn Sigler from Sopranos, Ann Romney, Mitt Romney's wife, Jack Osborne from the Osborne family, Neil Cavuto, Fox News, Clay Walker, Walter Williams, and as we spoke about, Christina Applegate. So it's not easy. And she's a breast cancer survivor. She had the BRCA gene, and so the breast cancer was left breast, and that was when she was in her 40s. Or late 30s. I think she was late 30s. So then she chose to have a double mastectomy in 2008. So Godspeed to her, but, people ask, you know, Celine Dion, does Celine Dion have it? We know she suffers from muscle spasms. There's a lot of issues that can manifest in muscle spasms. So we don't believe, you know, that's, you know, we don't know what her diagnosis is, and, you know, she needs privacy at this time. But if you do suffer from muscle spasms, that needs to be evaluated, and MS will be looked at. 1-877-DOCTELLING.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.